the benefit of today. They don't look at the future. Here he will say, your need is the advice to be educated, to learn from that fellow. If he's stupid, he doesn't have anything to teach you. That's what you really need. Yes?
This is the translation. He has two organs and is androgynous. The purpose of both organs is apparent.
I don't know, because it's not translatable. The Persian is U do lat darado khunsabovat. Polite translation will be something like that. Il duo instrumenta habet. What is that? I will give you another translation here. He has two instruments. One is the male, one is the female. He has them both in here, but he's neutral. He's not like a man to fuck, or like a woman to be fucked and be pregnant. No, he's neutral. So imagine that you see somebody who has both instruments, manhood and womanhood, but practically is nothing. This is the trick, yes?
He hides his penis from women so he can appear to be one of them. He hides his vagina from men so that he claims to be one of them. God saw that from his hidden penis we would make a snout.
Do you understand this? No. Because in Persian he says, U zakarra az zanan penhan kunad. This fellow will hide his penis from women. This is the translation. He has both, right? But he doesn't show you that both. He is careful which part to show to you, which part to show to you. Because he is neutral. He is nobody. He can do nothing. He has the instrument, but not the potentiality. This is the trick that he's trying to let you know, that these are all, to explain what you really need. When you are looking at the other people, you think you need this, you need that, you say, no, there is only one thing. You should learn. So you need wisdom. The rest is nonsense. If somebody is claiming to have both, both are useless. Period. Yes.
I think we have a very good translation for this one.
Because this part, when you look even at the Persian one, you see the pussy, penis, and all these words that normally nobody uses. They're all here because he wants to make sure that you understand what he's talking about. This is a long, very useful paragraph. Yes?
Could you translate the Farsi for that line? God said?
Which line?
It's 25.
Oh yes, because you cannot even read it. Because it's in Latin. It's not English. If you were polite, you are not polite, you were not civilized. And you are not polite if you talk about lower part of me. This is the trick here. I cannot even read the English one, honestly. But the Persian,
yes.
I could. He could not. The Persians they cannot read it, all of that. To talk about Kilo Kos, oh, right? Okay, I could read you the Persian, I will at the end. But think about the meaning he wants to apply. Is that all of this, the guy will heap some part of his from some people and will heed some other part from the other ones, because he doesn't want everyone to know that I'm mixed here and I don't know what the hell is going on. Then, Goft Yazdan, God said that in this hidden pussy, I will make a very visible soup on his nose. He doesn't use the nose. He uses the nose of the elephant, because elephant does everything with that nose, smells and tastes and drinks and everything, right? So the God had said that from his hidden pussy, I will make a soup for his trunk. Yes. Did it change anything when I translated it?
Oh, it's much better than that.
A little bit. Yeah. Because that Latin, you cannot understand, it's Latin. Yes.
The next line is, in order that our seers may not be entrapped by the artfulness of their hope.
Means that this is a clever guy who will hide his interesting part of his sport loving from this guy, and we'll hide the other part. I will make it somehow visible for my followers, for intellectual people, not to fall in this trap. Who is he talking about? You? What do? When you're sitting down here, you are quiet, silent, and you're listening. The other part of you who is shouting is not here, is somewhere else. When you are watching a football, suddenly someone else comes out of you. Why? Because you want to trick the other people. You want to influence the other people's idea about you. That's the trick. And what God is doing, there is something over there that the clever people will look at you and will see them both. And will see you playing the role in here. So they know that here you're not normal. Over there you're not normal. So you're abnormal. Period. This is the trick. Yes.
The gist is that masculinity does not come from every male.
Ah, this is the trick. I will tell you that penis doesn't make any manhood. When we talk about the manhood, we are talking about attitude, not you being able to have a big penis, for example. What's that? The function we are talking about. What is your function? Totally. At least with yourself, should be open-minded, right? Why couldn't you be open-minded with the other people? That's the trick, yes.
The gist is that masculinity does not come from every male. Beware of the ignorant man, if you are wise.
Huh? Don't worry about the people like this, people like that. The only fellow that you should worry about is the stupid ones, because they inject stupidity in you. That's simple. Yes?
Do not listen to the friendliness as a fair-spoken, ignorant man, for it is like old poison.
When you're listening to the speech of the stupid people, that's not new. It has been always there. All the politicians will cheat. They cannot afford to be honest and simple. That is the trick. Be worried about the stupid fellows. Yes.
He says to you, O soul of thy mother, O light of my eye, from those only grief and sorrow are added to you. That mother says plainly to your father, my child has grown very thin because of school. If thou hast gotten him by another wife, thou wouldst not have treated him with such cruelty and unkindness.
I can bet that you didn't understand it. You, all of you. What was that about? What is he saying? Read it again, please.
That mother says plainly to your father, my child has grown very thin because of school. If thou hadst gotten him by another wife, thou wouldst not have treated him with such cruelty and unkindness.
Did you hear that? What is he talking about? Is it that this stupid mother I'm talking about? Why a stupid mother? You forgot that the women here are logic. This one. This stupid mother will tell you that, oh, I should die for you, my little boy. And will tell your father that this little boy hates this school. Why do you send him to school? If it was not mine, she's thinking about herself, not you. If it is what some other fellow, you wouldn't do that. You will send him to school because it's my poor child. Because this one is listening to the baby, and the baby doesn't like to go to school. Hates the school. That's the trick. This is what he is talking about here. Educating. Education. You should understand that your child, your new one, needs education. And for this, you should pay attention to who are you socializing with. Because that's your school. That's the way you grow up. If you are living with the nasty people that every single night they have to be drunk, what will happen to you? In the long term, you're like them. Yes?
Had this child of mine been of another, not of thee, that wife too would have taught this nonsense. Beware, recoil from this mother and from her blandishments. Your father's slaps are better than her sweetmeat.
Remember, the good words that you receive from that mummy is bad. And if your father punishes you, that's good. Now, no. For your future, because your father educates you, your mommy pampers you. I tell you, your enemy is this mommy, which wants you to pamper you, which wants to make everything, life easy and cool and blah, blah, blah. The father I'm talking about is the teacher, educator, profit, all of that, and they are not using good.